Good afternoon. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm Perry A., your hostess for the day, and here to answer your questions and concerns about clays. And clay is a very complex, fascinating, interesting study, and I love the opportunity to share with it about people because it's such an amazing product. And this is your time to come in and ask questions. For my background, I'm the author of Living Clay. I've been studying clay about 20 years now, and I find new information, so it's a very exciting journey. And so we do have some questions in queue here, and I'm going to go over to them and see what we have. There's one here from Rusty and McKinney. It says, "Hello, Ms. Perrier. I'm just curious if you've known anyone to approach the clay method to help with the disease myositis. My mother has become very ill with this disease. Now, I looked up the disease, and it's an inflammation of the eyelids. It can be the outer edges where the eyelash is attached, or it can be up under the lids, and clay helps with any inflammation. It pulls out the heat and the inflammation and the swelling that contributes to a problem of stopping up glands and things. I haven't had anyone bring it to me with this term attached to it, but I think I've had quite a few cases, and I think I may have had it myself because my eyelid, the edges of my eyelids, right where the eyelashes come out, get inflamed quite often. And I take a little round cotton pad like you clean makeup off with, and I put the clay mask, the 1-to-3 ratio, the clay, what I call the clay mud, just thickly cover that little pad and press it up against your eye. You can do one eye at a time so you can see to get to the bathroom and wash it off. And you just lay down for about 15 minutes with it on there, and then you clean it off and, you know, wash your face. And generally, I notice I have some white mucus-like stuff coming out of my eye and the corner of my eye, and sometimes there's a string of it the first time I do it if I hadn't done it for a long time. So it will clean that out. Another way is to take the liquid clay and pour just a little bit on a pad and just hold it over your eye when they get irritated and feeling bad, and you can just kind of press it there and it'll stay for a while, and you can walk around and look out one eye and be a little more active. And then you wipe it off. I use something like that to wipe cats and dogs with weepy eyes. Some dogs have a lot of hair in their eyes, and their eyes drain all the time. And if you put a little clay on the pad and just wash that off, it's very helpful. Now, I've also made an eye wash solution that I go to the drugstore and I buy a 4-ounce bottle of eye wash. Now, you don't want the lens cleanser. You want to make sure you have the eye wash solution. It's a sterilized eye wash mixture. And I take that 4-ounce bottle, and I empty it into a jar, and I pour 1 ounce of the pre-mixed liquid clay. Now, this is using living clay. It's a very fine, non-gritty clay. So you want to make the liquid, let the grit settle to the bottom, pour off 1 ounce, and add it to this liquid, shake it up, and keep it in a little container. And you have to shake it each time, and pour it in a little cup, an eye cup like you wash your eye with, and hold your eye open and blink and look around and just do it like you'd wash your eyes out for allergies or something. And you can do that to both eyes, and it just helps get in there and heal. But the pads, I think, are the most important thing because they'll really pull out the inflammation and the irritation. And she should feel some good benefits right away with that. Thank you. Chris in Huntington Station, New York said, "Hi, Perry. I've been mixing a little clay mud with my SPF 30 sunscreen. Do you think that can give me a little extra protection?" Yes, I really do. Actually, Chris, it's funny that you asked, but clay is a natural sunblocker in and of itself. The only thing is when you put it on, it's drying to your skin. We had a little girl, Austin is known for keeping Austin weird, and they had a 5K run calling Keeping Austin Weird. And for her weirdness, she was a redhead and very fair skin, and she got the clay, and she just put a thin coat on her arms and her neck and her legs, everywhere that was exposed, and she put this thin coat of clay on and let it dry. And she ran in the 10K run. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, and she said generally she's in the sun like that, she's kind of like a beet when she gets through. And when she got through and washed it off, she had gotten no sunburn at all. And my grandson is a redhead, and he got real sunburn one summer. He was playing in the river, and he got burned on the back of his neck. And I put clay on it, and it pulls out the heat and inflammation. The same way it works on a burn. If you put it on a burn, it pulls out that heat and the inflammation, any swelling. It'll keep it from blistering. It's very soothing and cooling. And generally, you leave it on a little while and wipe it off, and the redness is gone. So clay is excellent for a sunscreen. We just haven't figured out how to fix it in a modem where you can walk around with it on your skin and it not look like you have dried mud on your skin. So maybe that's working with you and you figured out a way to do that, but it will definitely, definitely benefit you. I think if you mixed a little of the clay water in some water in a little dispenser, you want a sprayer with a big nozzle hose, or the clay might stop it up, and just spritz it on your arms. It'll work kind of as a sunscreen too. I've got to work on that one. Thanks for that reminder. Jay has a question. She said, I went to the eye doctor 2 weeks ago for a swollen red eyelid. Okay, did I already answer that one? Okay, I have two eye questions. For a swollen red eyelid that also caused drooping and a twitch, he diagnosed with me with blepharitis and prescribed an eye salve and baby shampoo eye washes. Rechecked today and the doctor said only slight improvement, but to continue the Johnson baby shampoo washes and salve, but only 3 days a week now. He said the condition is chronic, also no known cause. I would like to, on my own permission, to do clay washes instead of baby shampoo, as I've heard negative things about using this J&J shampoo. My question to you is, can clay hurt my eyes? I also have, on my own, been following the J&J washes with silver water that I make myself. Since the allopathic prescription isn't working that well, I would like to try clay washes followed by the silver spray, but just need to know there's no harm in using an eye wash, your clay, on my eyelids. Well, as I explained, if you mix it right, you don't want to get the grit in your eye is the thing you're wanting to avoid. But I believe if you put it on your closed eyelid, on the cotton pad like I described, you'll get a lot of relief just from that. And then in addition, if you can make the eye wash using the 4 ounces of regular eye wash solution you get at your pharmacy or your drugstore, just don't get the lens cleanser. And pour that in a jar and add 1 ounce of the liquid clay after you've shaken it and let it settle, because you want the heavier particles, anything that might scratch the eye, to go to the bottom. And take this cream off the top and pour it into that eye wash solution. Put it in a container, shake it, and, you know, just put it in one of those eye cups and use it like that. And like I said, also I like to take one of the cotton pads and pour some of the liquid clay on it and just slap it up against my eye. That or the mud, either one. I think the first time the mud is stronger for pulling out the inflammation and the swelling. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you can't clear that condition up completely in a very short time. So, no, the clay is not going to hurt if you use it in the right amount, the right way, and definitely on your lids. So let us know how that works for you. I'd love to know how quickly you get results, because I think it's going to be very, very quickly. We have another Jay. This one is spelled J-A-E, and I've been talking to her for quite a while through emails. And she said, "Greetings, Perrier. I'm feeling much better than I have for years. On my 18th day of the Daniel fast," and I meant to look up the Daniel fast and see what that is, but I'm sure you can all look it up online. "I feel so deeply connected to God and walk around with an attitude of gratitude all day long. Living Clay and you, Perry, were sent from heaven to restore my broken body. I thank you daily for continued healing. Question, my husband has pain on both feet, the balls of his feet. He said very painful and feels like he's walking on stones. Going to the foot doctor Friday, do you think Clay will help? Thank you for your knowledge and passion for a life-saving living Clay." Well, thank you, Jay, for all the compliments. And I wanted to say that Jay was dealing with Lyme's disease. She had it several years and had all the symptoms, but the doctors had never really tested her for it or treating her for other things. She said she felt like a dead woman walking. She had no energy. She hurt all over. They diagnosed her with Lyme's disease, gave her the antibiotic, which she said made it worse. And then she found out about Clay, and she said in less than a month, she was 90% recovered. So she has been a big proponent, and she has renamed the Clay Life-Saving Clay. So I love that. Jay and I have been talking, and she's a remarkable lady and a very big believer in Clay. Yes, I think it will help his feet. Now, he may have a bone misalignment in his foot, so go ahead and see the foot doctor. But Clay also wants to align things. I would, at night, cover his feet with mud, the Clay mask, wrap it in saran wrap and put a sock on it, let him sleep with it on there. He's also going to be detoxing doing this, so it's a double benefit there. But it should bring some relief to his feet. And let me know what you find out. It may clear it up before Friday, and you can cancel the appointment. So, well, Friday's tomorrow, isn't it? So I don't know if it can do it that quickly, but I never underestimate Clay. So get him in some Clay as soon as you can. Get those feet just covered with it, particularly the bottoms of them. And Clay, Jay has another question. She said, "Me again, Perry. What's the difference between living Clay drinking Clay and living external bath Clay? Also, thank you for the free teleseminars. I missed last week's. I also listen to the seminars at night. So generous. All the information is a wealth of knowledge. Blessings to you and your mission. I continue to make and enjoy my living Clay cookies." And Jay shared two recipes with us. One is a smoothie recipe, or it's kind of an icy frozen banana and strawberries and blueberry mixture with Clay in it, and you put it in the blender and you have you like it's kind of like an icy margarita. So, you know, it's really good. And the recipe, she also makes a cookie with Clay with applesauce, raisins, oatmeal, little cinnamon, a pinch of sea salt, and Clay. And as you make them and then you refrigerate them or put them in the freezer, because it's not like it has flour in it. It's not going to be a crispy cookie. It'll be a little soft cookie. So you want to, and it has bananas, ripe bananas. And these are on aboutclay.com. If you click on Clay Info, there'll be a box there that says, let me see if I still have it open. No, I didn't. It says Clay Uses. And under that, down toward the bottom, the next to the bottom, it says Recipes. So you can click there, and you can see Jay's Cookies and Jay's Smoothie. And there are lots of other recipes you can use taking Clay. This is a good way to get Clay in kids. So that's a nice place to go sometime if you don't have anything to do, if you want to try out some of the recipes that our customers have sent us. So thank you for that. Let me get back to your question. What's the difference between the drinking the Clay and the external Clay bath? So the drinking Clay, everything starts with our dry powder Clay. And we only sell a top premium Clay. This Clay has been tested and it meets federal food grade standards. So you can drink it or you can mix it in your bath water. Now, I'm talking about the brand Living Clay. I can't speak for other clays or clay companies. But the difference between the Living Clay and the clay you mix for your bath is the amount of water you put with it. So you want to mix both of them in a blender to make sure it's smooth. You don't have to. You can shake it to drinking water. But it's difficult to shake it when you're using one or two cups of clay and you have to get a large container and it's hard to get the lumps out. So for mixing it for a bath water, we recommend putting it in a blender, putting like one or two cups of water and then putting your 1 to 2 cups of clay and then filling it up to about an inch from the top with water and put it on blend and blend it until there are no lumps and it's smooth. When you pour that into your bathtub, you rinse it out real good, and it makes a nice clay detox bath. Now, after you've bathed, you don't want to drink it because it's got toxins. It's absorbed probably grease and oils from your bathtub. But you can take your bath water and share it with your plants. And we had a gentleman who didn't know it would go in his septic tank, and so he was taking the buckets of water and throwing it on his lawn, and it was in the winter time. And the next spring, everywhere he had thrown the clay, the grass had gone green and gotten tall, and the rest of his lawn was still kind of dead. So it's very good for your plants to use your used bath water. But you use the same clay to mix the clay for the bath and to mix the clay for drinking. So it's the very same clay. We only sell that clay. Now, there is a clay that isn't that pure. We don't advertise it on the site, but if you're interested in a garden clay and you call the number and ask for it, you can get the garden clay. And this isn't for use, for human use. We just use that for plants. And I use it in my flower beds, and when I'm putting new plants in, I take a handful of the powder clay and mix it with my potting soil. My plants get very healthy. I do take the liquid clay when I mix it myself, and I have some grit at the bottom. I wait till it gets to the bottom, and I add more water to it, and I water my plants with that. And they just get green and healthy, and if it's a blooming plant, they'll bloom all summer long. So share your clay, and thank you for that. And Jay, I really appreciate all your comments and your praise for me and the clay, and it's my honor and pleasure to be able to do this and make this information available. And Jay had one more question. It said, greetings, Perry. We try to eat organic as much as possible. My husband bought some strawberries non-organic. They are huge. A little clay powder in the wash water would be helpful against obvious pesticides, and only God knows what else. Thank you. Yes, it would. And even better than that would be drinking just a little bit of clay, maybe a fourth of an ounce before you eat, that if there's any that have pesticides that have been absorbed into the strawberry and you haven't soaked them long enough to get them out, which might make them mushy, drink a little clay before you eat if you're eating something and you're not sure if it's organic or not. And as far as pesticides and chemicals in the product go, the clay will pull it out. So it will, when it's released in the body, the clay will grab it before it's absorbed into the bloodstream. So another way to use clay, right? Great questions today. Let me see here. And Jay is just, she's so excited about the clay, she just has all these creative ideas. She said, Perry, I would put dry living clay mixed with coconut and oil and mix it. I use it overnight on my face. Is this a good thing to do? Not drying at all. No, that's a good thing to do. Actually, we have products with coconut oil and clay. Some of our cosmeceutical products use coconut oil as a base, and we're just coming out. We will be coming out before long. I'm letting the cat out of the bag. You can't find it now, but wait till June. We should be releasing our new detox deodorant, which is basically coconut oil and clay. Makes a wonderful, I'm just in love with this deodorant. It's great. My favorite is the lemongrass. We have it two flavors, lemongrass and lavender. I'm probably the only person on the planet that's not that much of a lavender fan, but there are people who love the lavender, so try them both and find out which one you like. So I just let you in on a surprise. So shh, mum's the word. Don't tell the world. Don't tell the rest of the Living Clay Company that they'll let the cat out of the bag. All right, Michael Klein in New York. Perry, our female 11-year-old pug dog has carcinogenic growth on her right rear leg. We have an appointment with the vet for surgery in 5 days on this Tuesday. Can it hurt to apply the clay to her leg for 5 days? Absolutely not. Put it on very thickly and kind of wrap it, if you can wrap it where she won't eat the wrapping off, with some saran wrap. You may need to cover the saran wrap with a little gauze to get her to leave it on. There's a good possibility it will start shrinking before she has her surgery. And even at that, if it is cancerous, it's going to draw the cancer back to the point of origin where they can get it all better. So I'm so glad you asked about that. And please let me know how your dog does. Would love to know. Love to know that we love our pups. And, you know, a pug's dogs are ones that sometimes their eyes water, so keep that little trick of pouring some of the liquid clay on a cotton pad and washing their eyes with it, too. So, Cheryl from Westlake, Ohio. How long is too long to soak in a clay bath, and what are the effects? Well, there's never really too long. It's if you're taking a very hot bath, really, really hot, it's kind of like getting into a hot tub, and they say don't stay in more than 15 to 20 minutes because you might get woozy, and some people have passed out in the hot tub. More from the heat and the fact that the heat is opening the pores and you are losing electrolytes and dehydrating. But most of our baths are not programmed like hot tubs to maintain the temperature. So you just feel your body. We say 15 and 20 minutes if you're taking a really hot bath because it does kind of make you feel woozy when you take a really hot bath. It sort of drains you of energy. I recommend people take either electrolyte drink or a bottle of water with them, cool water while they're bathing, and that will keep you from, you know, getting dehydrated. The purpose of the hot water is to open the pores of your skin. Not that it wouldn't work if you just get into a cold bath. It will work to some extent, but when the pores are open, it's easier for the clay to draw the toxins out. So there are really no bad effects unless the water is very, very hot. If you feel yourself getting lightheaded, I recommend you get out. If you want to stay in there 30 minutes to an hour after it's cooled down, I see no problems whatsoever. Benefits, but no problems. Just be careful if it's really, really hot, and take some water with you. Okay, here's the Jay again, and he just used, or he or she just uses their initial. So I've tried JAE's cookies, and you can't stop at one, addicting. I've been looking a long time for a use for my very ripe bananas. Hope more right in with ripe banana recipes. Oh, I love it. Thank you very much. You found the cookie recipe. I think we talked about this on a teleseminar before and posted the recipe with that teleseminar. And I have some in my refrigerator now. I agree. It's hard to stop at just one. She used unsweetened applesauce, so there's no sugar added. You had some raisins, and it, you know, that you get the natural sweetness from the banana and the applesauce and the raisins. Very good. And I haven't been able to stop at just one yet either, so very nice there. Thank you. And Jay, you ought to feel pretty proud of yourself. Your recipes are getting out there. And, you know, I use ripe bananas in my smoothies, too. I was reading something the other day about ripe bananas are really the, you know, once they get really ripe, they're really good for you. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I do remember it was good. Donna in Philly, can't plants absorb toxins drawn out from the clay bath? No, clay holds the toxins, so it doesn't re-release them. That's the beauty of clay. When it pulls it out of the toxins out of your body, the clay molecule captures the toxins and holds them. And it will hold them for many years, so to my understanding. So I think it's very safe to give the clay water. But that's a logical question to ask, and I can understand that. Clay is kind of a horse of a different color. It's very difficult to understand. Chemists and scientists just want to analyze it to death. And when you take a natural element out of its environment and put it in a laboratory and study it under a microscope, you are not having the same effects of the nature when it's in its natural environment. So pure clay from its natural environment, I would say, would be better from anything that scientists have scrutinized, trying to figure out what it is. We know it works. We know it's safe. We know it's never killed anybody. It's never destroyed anyone's body organs. In fact, quite the contrary. We recently had a testimonial from a gentleman with cirrhosis of the liver, and he was down to 5% of his liver, functioning liver, left, and the doctors had told him to go home and get his business in order, and they gave him 6 months to live. Well, he heard about this lady who had had these great results with the clay and called her, and she put him drinking, gradually built him up to where he was drinking a cup three times a day and using a poultice on his liver and taking the clay baths. And in, I think it was in 6 months, his liver had grown back 30%. He was feeling good. He wasn't yellow and jaundiced anymore. His energy was back. And the last report I heard, he's back at work and feeling great. So it's a horse of a different color. It does some remarkable things. And if you try to analyze it and figure out how, you're going to be puzzled forever. Because clay works from a plethora of qualities about it, attributes, the pH, the fact that it holds energy, the fact that it stimulates, the fact that it is homeostasic and it wants to bring about balance, that it detoxes, that it's a catalyst. And a catalyst, I think, is the main thing. The clay in and of itself doesn't do much without the body. The catalyst is something that it's kind of like a booster rocket to the body. It helps, the catalyst helps things activate more quickly and work more quickly. And the body works through these enzymes. The enzymes attach to the clay particle, and together they are a co-creator. Together, the enzymes from the body and the clay particle can create amino acids, which is the building block of everything. From there, it can create peptide chains. From there, it can create protein and even vitamins that the body is deficient in. And these things are not in the clay molecule itself, so they're not coming from the clay molecule. It's just an activation energy that allows the body to co-create with the clay molecule to create these things. So it's definitely a team player with the body. Very difficult to understand. People are always concerned about the minerals in clay, what minerals are in clay and all this stuff. Minerals in clay are not available to the body. They have been gone through this volcano where they've pretty much been baked together, whether they're come out as one particle called clay. It's not 60 or 7 minerals that you have. And they form the clay molecule, the clay particle. And it's like they're linked. These minerals are all attached together. They're bound together with oxygen molecules in the clay. They hold it very tightly together. So when you take the clay, you're not necessarily getting those minerals. They do not separate from the clay particle. You will, in smectite clays and the cation exchange layer, you may get a tiny bit of calcium, magnesium, potassium, or sodium. Those are the only minerals that'll get your body, but it's not enough for daily minimum requirements. So don't take it as a supplement, a mineral supplement. Go ahead and take your mineral supplements. And yes, these clays are sold as a mineral supplement because there's not a category for clay. Clay is, like I said, a horse of different colors. So we have to sell it as something. We sell it as a supplement, but you're not necessarily, keep taking your supplements. That's what I'm saying. Don't quit taking your supplements. And all that came about because we were trying to figure out if clay absorbs toxins drawn out from a clay bath. Do I get off track or what? Okay, here's one from Michael in New York. Thank you, Perry, for regarding our pug. We'll let you know what happens. Thank you, Michael. I will be really happy to know. I know a lot of tumors, clay shrinks, and I think even if it doesn't shrinking it, my niece had cancer of the nose. She was a sun bunny. She played tennis and had a swimming pool and never used sunscreen. She liked to be tan, and she got a cancer on her nose, and they had warned her that they may have to take a lot of her nose off and make her a prosthesis nose. And I don't know, I talked to her a week or so before the surgery and said, you start putting clay. As soon as you get home from work, you cover your nose with clay. When it dries, wash it off, put it back on, and keep doing that. When you go to bed at night, you put a thin coat on and sleep with it on. And when she had the surgery, they were able to get it all and didn't have to damage her nose. In fact, the last time I saw her, I could not tell she had had any surgery done on her nose. Putting the clay on afterwards, after surgery, will reduce scar tissue and speed the healing time. We had one lady in the hospital that had had colon surgery, and she took her clay with her and put it over her staples, and then she'd wash it off where the doctor came. She wasn't telling him she was doing it, and when he examined her and took the staples out, he said, you're 4 weeks post-op, where most of my patients are on the healing process, and it kept it from scarring. And he did notice when he took the staples out that they were beginning to rust, but she didn't tell him why. So anyway, it's wonderful, and we wish your little pug so much success. Our pets are like our children, and if you've ever had one, you can get very attached to them. Well, it looks like that's all of our questions for today. I'm going to go over to the phone line and see if anyone on the phone line has a question that they're dying to share or would like to ask. If you are, press star 2 on your phone, and that'll open your line. And, boy, it's been a good question and answer today. Thank you very much for your questions. I really appreciate it. And glad all of you joined us, and hope this was beneficial to you. Let me go back and see if any more questions have come through. Sometimes they're a little slow getting into my computer. Ah, here's one from Jay again, J-A-E, the cookie maker. Perry, I'm really excited about life-saving living clay. I named the living brand because I've tried other brands and another brand begins with an R, in my opinion, and is my testimonial that living clay is superior. Just wanted to share, in my most recent batch of cookies, I added an eighth of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper of 90,000 unit heat cayenne pepper. Delicious if you like heat. I started using cayenne on my journey to healing from devastation of Lyme's disease, and I continue to use it for artery and heart health. Good idea. By the way, I make a drink I'll share with you all. I grate ginger root or slice it. You can slice this. I kind of like to grate it. I've got a chopper. I just put about 3 fingers in the chopper. I use about 5 cloves of nice big cloves of garlic, chop them, and I added a teaspoon of a cayenne pepper. You can adjust the cayenne pepper to your like, and I make it in a big pot, a like you cook a roast in, with a lot of water, and I steep it. And then just let it sit for a while. And then you strain the water off, and I put it in a jug in the refrigerator. I bring that out. I heat it. I add maple syrup and lemon juice, a half of juice of a fresh lemon to that. And it's a great morning drink. It really is. And you've got the pepper in there. You've got the garlic and the ginger root, which both contribute to good circulation and arterial and heart health. Wonderful drink. I love it in the wintertime. It's my warm-me-up drink, and you can adjust the cayenne pepper to your like. So thank you for yet another recipe there and for your testimonial about clay and for naming it Life-Saving Living Clay. You're a delight. I'm so blessed with such wonderful customers that come on here, and I just love you. I feel like we're kindred souls. I want to know about this dog, Michael's dog, and I love staying in contact with you all. So thank you very much, and our time is up. I'm going to look again. Does anyone want to ask a question on the phone line? I'm not seeing anyone pressing their star 2 button. I think most of you on the phone line have emailed me questions. Well, I hope you feel my gratitude because it's just tremendous for each and every one of you. And thank you for trusting me and for trusting Clay to return you to a state of health. With this, it's Perrier signing out. See you next month. Yes, and we're going to start the first Thursday of next month with a clay seminar, since I'm going to be gone on one of those Thursdays. And so see you next Thursday, hopefully. Thank you for joining us. This is Perrier signing out.